or quietly, to tell the Council of Seiya that my quest leads me into your realm. I must go where the quest leads, but in all courtesy, I ask your leave to travel as I must.
Is he here? Asked the Crown Prince, in Seiya.
He is, said Pox, weighing the danger of that admission.
Can you tell us now who it is?
No. Not at the moment, Your Highness. I must ask Duke Phelan some questions about the sword's history in his house. Who handled it and how?
We all have questions for Duke Phelan, said Varakai. I hope, Lady Poxenarian, that his answers to your questions are more to the point than his answers to mine.
The Crown Prince shot a glance at Varakai that silenced him. Then he smiled at Pox.
We shall defer our questions until you are through, Lady Poxenarian. A paladin's quest, and such a quest, is a matter of more moment than the Duke's response to matters of law.
He rose, and the others rose with him. With a bow, he led them from the room, through a door Pox had not noticed behind the throne. The squires and the tears followed, and the two elves climbed down to stand near Pox and Duke Phelan.
Are you certain, lady, of the rightness of your judgment?
I am certain, Sir Elf, of the rightness of the god's commands. My own judgment is not at issue.
Be joyous in your certainty, Paladin of Gird, said one of the elves, eyes flashing.
I hope you are right indeed, said the other, for I would see no fires rage in the forests of Leonia as have raged in other lands.
He turned to the other elf.
Come, cousin, we shall know all soon enough. We might as well leave the paladin to her work.
And with a bow, the elves also withdrew. Meanwhile, Duke Phelan had recognized Garrus and come to grip his arm.
Garrus, by the gods, so this is where you ended up. King's Squire, a good place for a good man.
Well, my lord, I...
Garrus struggled with his knowledge and the Duke's ignorance.
You can't, my lord, me, Garrus. Not when we were boys together. Have you told Pox here about all our scrapes?
Phelan turned to Pox, grinning.
Garrus was a year or so younger than I, Pox, at Aleam Holverick's, and I got him in more trouble.
That's not what I heard, said Pox.
It's true enough, said the Duke. But come, let's sit down. Have you been here long? When did you arrive? I had heard nothing until I came to Varela, where I found word that the King of Leonia was dead, and you were coming here on quest.
We have just come, my lord, said Pox, settling gingerly into the chair Duke Varakai had vacated. We rode this morning from Westbells.
Have you had any refreshment? I can certainly have someone bring...
No, my lord. Please. We shall have time enough after. He gave her a long look.
So? It is that urgent, eh?
Well then, Pox, ask what you will, and as I know, I will answer.
Pox began with what she knew of the sword's history, and the Duke nodded. He affirmed what Aleam Holverick had said of the sword when he took it. Without prompting, he spoke of his vow to Tamarian. You see, she had been, was, a soldier, as I was, and she was not giving that up. The Duke glanced quickly at Leith and Surya. You will understand that. So I felt, in giving her a sword, that it would be but courtesy to promise it would always be hers alone.
What happened when she first drew it?
Asked Pox.
It showed a blue light, much as any magic sword may, not as bright as when you